When I came back from Ethiopia, I was totally burdened about many, many people who are going through a stressful period in life. And stress can come for a number of reasons. Stress can come because you feel out of control. Stress can come because of events that have happened in your life. And if I'm going to give this sermon a title, it's a key to a stress-free life. Amen. Hopefully we're taping this so people can listen to it on the website. But what's the key to a stress-free life? And maybe you do feel that your life is out of control. You feel weary. You feel, boy, I'm just in a rat race here. When I look toward tomorrow, I see no hope. I see no future. The joy inside of me is withered up. So how can I keep going? And God drew my attention to a little verse, and you know the verse, in Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's simple. It's basic. Proverbs says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Well, how true that is. When you've got a broken spirit, maybe because of pain, because of sickness, maybe because of circumstances in your life, maybe it's because of a lost dream that life has not turned out the way that you wanted it to, maybe because of a broken relationship, bereavement, rejection, you feel crushed. You're broken. A broken spirit dries the bones. But a merry heart does good like medicine. I want to teach today to give you principles how you can live a stress-free life in the midst of a stressful world. It may be because of your work situation that, well, I'm under a lot of pressure. Because God, listen, church, God wants you to enjoy life before death. I know most of us will enjoy life after death if we're in the Lord. But I want to enjoy life now, don't you? Amen. Not just after death, but now. So where does your strength come from? Does your strength come from your network of friends? Maybe. But you will soon discover that your friends will let you down. But we have one who sticks closer than a brother. Does your strength come from family? Maybe it's a close-knit family, but you can discover that family can let you down. Does your strength come from the world, your success, your position in life, your work? Well, you can discover so quickly that you can lose your job. And if your identity isn't what you do, you've had it. So where does your strength come from? The key to overcoming weariness and what life may throw at you is to know how to delight yourself in the Lord your God. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will what? He will give you the desires of your heart. And we need to learn again the simple things of the Word of God, of delighting, of resting, of praising Him, of rejoicing in Him. Amen. You see, take away your joy in life and you take away your strength. The Bible says, you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. We have a hymn of praise in Isaiah 12. In that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yahweh, the Lord, is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy will you draw water from the well of salvation. And in that day, you will say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the people. Therefore, with joy, will you draw water from the wells of salvation. To get water out of a well, you have to keep pumping. Even though at first you are just pumping air. And sometimes our journey of faith, entrusting God in our circumstances that are hard and difficult, it may feel like we're just pumping air. We pray and pray and pray, we see no change. Life appears just to be pumping air. But listen, church, and here's the word for you. If you keep pumping, the water will flow. Amen. The water will flow. Because Jesus reminds us that not only is he the bread of life, but thank God, he is the one who can quench our thirst. I love that story of Jesus with the woman at Samaria at the well. And Jesus said to her, whoever drinks of this water, this natural water, will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never thirst. But the water that I give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. And that water inside of us, amen, springing up into everlasting life. You see, the world and the things of the world cannot bring fulfillment, cannot bring lasting satisfaction. But therefore, with joy, through delighting, through rejoicing in the Lord our God, shall you draw water, wherefrom? The wells of salvation. And at present, as you look to the future, you might be looking through a glass darkly, with uncertainty. You can't see clearly. Paul was like that when he was in prison. Suffering, and I can assure you, prison in the first century didn't have the comfortable conditions of Sky TV. Didn't have the comfortable conditions of what we have today. And yet, in the midst of that prison, Paul wrote, and he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. You see, when you discover and when you learn to praise him, making melody in your heart with spiritual songs unto the Lord, what are you doing? What are you doing? You are priming the pump. And one day, the water will flow, amen. I want you to note, church, listen. Regardless of where you are in your position in life, what you're doing, your responsibilities, and the pressures that you feel, no matter what has gone on in your life, the enemy does not want you to prime the pump. Give up praising. Give up delighting. Give up resting in the Lord. Just go through the motions of church and being a Christian. No, God wants you to know life now. Amen. To rest, know life right now. Joy, what is it? What is it? Well, we know it's not happiness. Because happiness depends on things that happen. Things governed by my circumstances. If my circumstances are good, I'll be happy. If I wake up feeling good in the morning, I'll be happy. It's governed by my feelings and my emotions. But joy is not dependent on things around me. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is something I don't work up in my own strength. Joy is an expression of my life in the Spirit. Understand, we are people of the kingdom of God. Amen. And one day we will live in a perfect environment. But I want you to understand too that the kingdom of God is at hand. It is within our grasp right now in a spiritual sense. And the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. In other words, it's not based on physical things. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's what we need to understand as kingdom people. Because we are people of the kingdom. Amen. With values and behavior related to the kingdom of God. We are not governed by our feelings. We ought not to be governed by our circumstances. We are kingdom people. And the kingdom is based on righteousness, peace, and joy. So don't live your life with the values and behavior of the old life. Why? Because Christ is in you, the hope of glory. The kingdom of God is at hand. You can reign in life knowing joy. Yes, joy and peace. Even in the hard times, you can know the peace of God. I love what Paul said to the Romans when he compared what we were to what we now are. And he makes this comparison in Romans 5. The comparison of being in the old Adam and the comparison of now being in Christ. And we don't have time, but it's an amazing contrast that he draws of what we were to what we now are. But he says this, much more. I love underlying how many times he in Romans 5 he says, much more. Sin abounds, but grace much more abounds. Amen. Much more. And he says, much more, much more. Those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. Did you get that? I'm going to stop there for a moment. Because sometimes life appears that we're not reigning. It appears that everything has been thrown at us, left, right, and center, and we're going under. We're just surviving, and life is so hard. Listen! Much more! Much more! You have received the abundance of grace. Hallelujah. Grace upon grace upon grace. And you've received what? The gift of righteousness. You will reign. Amen. You will take control of life. You will reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. I want you to note the other side of this salvation. This is something that we don't often think about. Because some of us, we have a wrong concept of God. We think that God is angry with us and he's got a big stick. If we don't walk the straight and narrow line, he'll just get our feet. No, listen, do you know what God is doing right now? God is singing over you. Huh? Did you know that? Did you know that the moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that the angels in heaven were rejoicing over you? And do you know that this day, and maybe you find it hard to sing, but God was singing over you? Think of the image and the picture of a mother singing lullabies to its newborn baby. Ah, I'm not going to sing for you this morning. But I want you to get the image of God singing over you. Listen, listen to the word of God. How do I know God is singing over you? Because God said, I am. Listen. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Glory, God is singing over me. Because I am his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. I am valuable to him. I am loved and I am accepted by Almighty God. And he's singing over me today. Hallelujah. Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. So where does joy come from? It comes from a person who's living inside of me. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And Christ is in us by the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. Joy is a natural expression of my life in the Spirit. As I said before, it is a fruit of the Spirit. It is not a product of my will or my effort. It is a result of the Holy Spirit living inside of me. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life that will cause fruit to appear. And in his presence, there is what? There is fullness of joy. And the presence of God is not only around us as we sing our praise and our worship. The presence of God is within us, amen, to bring us joy. Drawing water from the wells of salvation. The Bible says, mark the blameless man, for the way of that man is peace. You mark him. That involves you ladies too, amen. When the Bible uses the word man, you mark the perfect person. Because the way of that person is peace. You see, this world cannot satisfy. I get rather annoyed when I see some of these superstars spending millions and millions of money on rubbish to buy the latest Ferrari and the latest car, and they have 20 in the garage. And when they lose one, they don't even know they've lost it. It's true. And they think that, well, if I just have another car, I'll get happy. No, 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 no. Happiness only comes from things that happen. Real joy comes from a relationship with God and finding God in knowing him, amen, in knowing a person who lives inside of you. There is always joy to be found when our priority is God. When your priority is God, you will discover joy. And when we lean on God as the source of our contentment, rather than the opinion of man, or the success in the world, we will have a sure foundation to which to express joy unspeakable and full of glory. So where does it come from? It comes from a person who lives inside of you. Where does it come from? Joy comes from trusting his plans for my life. The Bible says, my times, my days are in your hands. Isn't that great to know that he's got the whole world in his hands? But not only the whole world, but he's got my life, my time is in his hands. I am totally secure in the understanding that God is in control, amen. Not man, not some government, not some president, but God. God. He's got my time in his hand. That's why Paul was able to say, for all things work together for good. We need to complete that verse. All things only work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. That's when all things work together for good. We need to learn to rejoice in his plans for our lives. Each day of our lives are created by God for God. That is why we call it present. Amen. Each day when I wake up, he gives me another present. God says, I know. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for your welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps. And we need to understand that our God, creator of heaven and earth, is sovereign over all things in our lives. Listen, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad, amen. And let us rejoice and give him glory. You remember Paul and Silas? We read they were imprisoned together at midnight. At midnight. Maybe you're in a midnight hour in your life at present. Midnight. It's dark. It's lonely. Uncertain. But it's midnight. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners around were listening to them. And what happened? Suddenly, there was an earthquake. What were they doing? They were priming the pump. Amen. They were priming the pump. They were praying and they were singing unto God. They were priming the pump, and suddenly the wells of salvation came and God brought an earthquake and released them. What an amazing story. God wants to release you today from your fear. God wants to release you today from your anxiety. Amen. God longs for you. Maybe you're not a Christian. God longs for you to know what forgiveness is, to know, understand his grace, to understand that you are loved by Almighty God, and for your eyes to be opened. So release the power of praise and joy over your circumstances. The power in rejoicing. Jesus said, out of the mouth of babes, you have ordained praise. Praise. And I will bless the Lord at all times. Where does joy come from? Listen, church, I'm almost finished. Almost. I just want to draw your attention to one other thing. See, joy comes, listen, joy comes by seeing his perspective in all things. James said, my brethren, count it all joy. Listen to what he said. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Pooh, what? Can I not just rejoice in the good times? Can I not rejoice when I feel triumphant? Can I not rejoice when everything is going well in life? No. James said, I want you to count it all joy when you fall into various trials. In fact, one translation says, welcome your trials not as intruders, but as friends. How many of us do that? I don't. When things go wrong, it's like this sermon. I had such a busy week this week. I had to go over to Ireland very quickly and come back on Wednesday. And I was on my sermon on Thursday, all my thoughts down, and suddenly I pressed the button, lost it. I thought, praise God for computers. You know, when you get thoughts, and when you have thoughts and you put them all down, the last thing you want to do is try and retrieve the thoughts, because you have to start all over again. I thought, oh, blow it. Maybe God just wants me to talk on something else. Thankfully, Chris Foot came along. He pressed one button, and we discovered it wasn't lost. Amen. But stress in life. I thought, it was a practical lesson. Do we count it all joy when things go wrong in life? No, we don't. But this is what James said. He said, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Listen, And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And then he goes on to say, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally. In other words, look, if you don't understand the trial, you don't understand what's happening in life, you're under pressure, you're under stress, you just count it all joy and you ask God for wisdom. That's what he's saying. You get God's perspective.
I've discovered, and you've discovered, there's an enemy out there and he doesn't like me. If you're a Christian, you too have an enemy. There's a target on your back. When you come to faith in Christ, there's a target on your back because the devil hates you. The world hates you. Everything hates the Christian faith. Even our Christian so-called country is now coming against our Christian values. Amazing how this nation has turned its back on Christian values. I thought, isn't it ridiculous that they wouldn't allow our footballers to wear a poppy, but yet the footballers yesterday could wear a little ribbon. Rainbow, just highlighting the whole homosexual. And I thought, oh my goodness, where are we going as a nation? Oh, don't, no, you got, don't get me started, please. But the world hates you. If you're standing up for Christ, the world hates you. The devil hates you. You see, think for a moment. I'm a car driver. I'm in a race. I'm in a rally race. And as I'm racing along, the spectators, they're not cheering me on. They're throwing mud up my car. You ever feel like that? That life is like that? That people are against you, family are against you, things are not going the right way, circumstances against you, mud is being thrown at your car as you're driving in the race. What do? Because suddenly you can't see clearly. You don't know, you're going to right, you're going to the left, you're going to crash because they don't want you to run the race. And the mud's going on the windscreen. So what do? You put the wipers on. But what happens? Just the wipers on, it makes it worse. But what do? You put the wipers and the water on, amen. And what happens? You see clearly in the midst of all the mud, hallelujah. And when you have the Word and when you have the Spirit working together, you will see clearly. Ask God for wisdom. That's what you need. Ask God for wisdom. Because the enemy, he will throw everything at you. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise God. And so reflect. Reflect on your life where you are not experiencing joy. And ask God for wisdom. What is it in life that is stealing your joy? Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom to lead you into the fullness of joy. Get a clear perspective. That's the key on our journey of faith. Because our God is singing over us. And our God is keen to bless us. Amen. Jesus said, until now you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Trust God. Trust him alone. Trust him in the plans that he has made for your life. And live your life on the unshakable foundation of his love and joy. Amen. Listen to my final verse today in Isaiah 55. Verse 12. For you will go out with joy. And you, listen, church, listen, and you're going to be led forth with praise, glory. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. Amen. and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Glory to God. That is speaking of something that's going to happen in the future, but it can be my destiny right now in the present, where I will be led forth with joy. Experience his joy. Maybe you need to embrace his love this morning. Maybe you need to embrace his grace, that you can know his peace and joy. The Holy Spirit is here today. I know that because Steve just confirmed that in some of those songs and what he said at the beginning. I said, oh God, I got that right. Thank you, Lord. It's nice when God confirms it before you get up to preach. But I'm bringing you now to a place of decision, church. For you who are going through a hard time, I don't know, but I just witness in my heart just a lack of joy and stress and everything else. God does not want you to live that way. He wants you to have joy. Hallelujah. Joy. Joy. And joy is going to be poured out right now as the presence of the Holy Spirit will just well up within you. In everything that you face, whether it be sickness, whether it be circumstances, joy is going to well up within you right now. I cannot finish this sermon unless the Holy Spirit applies it to your heart. And I'm witnessing that the Holy Spirit is doing that right now. Maybe you need to come to a place of faith and accept Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. Yes, you go to church, but you don't know God. God wants to sing over you today. And today, you're going to be given an opportunity to commit your life to Him, as the Spirit will draw you to a place where we call the wells of salvation. And you're going to drink from a new water, amen. You're going to drink from a new river. And that's going to bring peace and joy. Let's just close our eyes for a moment. Let's just let God just bring his word to our heart. I thought last Sunday, Jeff Feasey, if you weren't out, I thought Jeff Feasey was brilliant. And he brought a word in season. I said, Jeff, I'm witnessing that was a word in season for the people here at All Nations. And I told him what I felt, what I was going to do today. And he said, yeah, Billy. But I thought Jeff was brilliant. And if you missed Jeff last week, go on the internet and listen to him. But the Lord is here today. Oh, God. How do I do this? How do you commit your way in a meaningful way where you arise in faith? And you tell the enemy, enemy, you are under my feet. My circumstances in life is not going to rob me any longer of my joy and my peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to do that in a moment for you believers. But first of all, if you're not a believer, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You thought you were a Christian because you went to church. That does not make you a Christian. You thought you were a Christian because you prayed. That does not make you a Christian. What makes you a Christian is recognizing and acknowledging that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is Savior. And if God has spoken to you today, you're not a believer, you want to receive that gift of forgiveness, that gift of love, I want you, just as every head is bowed, every eye closed, I want you just to indicate to me, lifting your hands, and yes, that's me, I want to accept Jesus Christ today. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Is God drawing you today? Is he pulling your heart today? The Holy Spirit just pulling your heart today? Is that you? Right now, just before I go on to the next part in this service, is that you today? Just lift your hand. Amen. Amen. I don't see any hands. However, that does not mean that God is not moving. But if that's you and you want to come to know Christ, I'll be here at the front today. And the team, we will be here praying for people as we will be doing weeks after week. So if you want prayer today, you want to come to know Christ today, you come up to the front and we will pray for you that you may come to know Christ.
You're going through a hard time. You're a believer. Your joy is withered. Hope is gone. If that's you and you can identify an enemy just throwing mud into your life and you can't see clearly, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Amen. Just stand to your feet. In faith, you're standing. You're making a decision that the mud is going to be cleared. Amen. You're going to see clearly. Praise God. Stand to your feet. Amen. Why do I ask you to stand? Because you are taking a step of faith. You can sit. Yes, of course you can sit. But I've asked you to stand that the Spirit of God can do something right now in your life to bring joy and peace. Amen. To bring joy and peace. Everybody else, eyes closed, heads bowed. For those who are standing, I'm asking that God would restore unto you joy. Amen. It may be that you need to ask God for wisdom as to what's going on in your life. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. What is happening? Why the joy is gone? Ask the Holy Spirit to look at your program in life, your journey in life. So it's not just giving it all over to God. It's you asking the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom that you will live a stress-free life. I think that's a good title for a sermon. Hopefully Chris will get that. But now, for those who are standing, I'm praying right now, Holy Spirit. Church, come on, let's pray. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just fall in the name of Jesus. Oh, just fall in the name of Jesus. Bring joy, peace. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And God, you know the needs of those who are standing. You know all that they're going through. You know their circumstances in life, oh God. You know exactly what is going on. And Lord, right now I commit each person who's standing to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our God and our Savior. He who has our lives and our time in his hands. We commit our way to you. And Lord, you've said that if we ask, we shall receive, that our joy would be full. And so we're asking you now, O God, for your joy and your peace and your purpose to be fulfilled in each life, that you be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ, our God and our Savior. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Lord bless you. If you want prayer today, you want just someone to pray with you, maybe you're not a Christian, maybe you feel you've committed your life afresh today, and you felt the Holy Spirit wants you just to have that concreted in prayer with someone praying for you, there will be a team here at the front, and we will pray with you. We will give time to ensure that God is glorified in your life.